SBS Radio.
Great-great-great-grandfather, he's Thomas Shadrach James, actually. And he was Indian, and he came from India, and then they went to Mauritius, and then they came to Australia. But he married Ada Cooper, who was William Cooper's sister, and started up a school on Cummeragunga Mission and educated generations of our people, and was the head teacher, pretty much like the principal there.
You just heard there from Stephen Thorpe, and you'll hear more from him coming up soon. Do you know what it's like to go hungry without a meal? Well, for some people, that's the reality. Yet food, it can unite people from all around the world. And food can also help people in the community who need it most, like our most vulnerable. And one local food social enterprise in Melbourne is on a mission to help feed and bridge the gap between two cultures, whilst also serving up delightful, nutritious culinary delights for local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community members. Dee Dee's Kitchen has teamed up with local Aboriginal man Stephen Thorpe to help provide meals to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community members each Sunday in the suburb of Collingwood. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
This project is basically I met Stephen Thorpe, and we had a big yarn about the community, the needs of the community, what's going on, and he requested us if the Dee's Kitchen can be involved through food, and through food we can bring the community together and get the feeling of connections and interrelationship. And I was very, very excited, because that's the thing I wanted to do. Another thing added to what Dee's Kitchen do at the moment, we do international students, homeless people, and elderly people. And I was so excited to hear and feel the passion of Steve Thorpe, what he wants to do for the community. And when we noticed that our mission is the same. Our values are like, you know, we want to do things, and let's say, okay, let's get started, and not without any delay. And that's how we joined hands together. And then he started going into communities, delivering pamphlets, and letting people know that we are holding every Sunday in Collingwood, 121 Perry Street. Come down, we do the fire ceremony, you know, just is amazing. The people are just joining us left, right and center.
You just heard there from Daman Shravastav, Indian man from Dee's Kitchen, who is on a mission to help feed people who need it most in the community. And Stephen Thorpe says he wants to create a culturally safe space for all community members.
And the chefs are cooking up some delicious food, nutritious food. Around 200 meals, around 100 and 200 meals are being cooked up there. And we're just wanting to create a bit of a space, a community space to food brings, the idea is, you know, food really brings people together, and it's nutritious food that is cooked up by really generous people. And so we're we're gathering together, but we're doing it safely, in line with the COVID safe plans. And we put a bit of music on, some cultural music. We have a smoking ceremony. We do a bit of smoking with the leaves. Just on the weekend, we did one, and it was beautiful. It's just bringing in that vibration, bringing in that energy, I guess, of letting go, cleansing. I think we need a bit of that. So that's really an important part of it. And then we just, give out the food. On the weekend, we had the kids, actually, a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, serving up the food. And so it's opportunity for young people to really be involved, and the young people love it. The last few weekends, we've had kids on scooters and, young people serving up the food, and, it's really great.
So, if you turn up to Collingwood for a free meal in Melbourne on a Sunday, what's on the menu?
So what we do, we do a variety of meals, which also includes vegetarians. And we keep in mind that they are healthy, they are safe, and there's a good balance of, proteins, carbohydrates, vegetables, and all those things. They are tasty, they're nutritious, and the variety of meal there, and even we add tea and coffee as well, so just to go with that. So basically pasta, let's talk. We had a pasta, creamy pasta, mushroom sauce, lamb shanks, chicken tikka masala, rice, rendang, beef dishes, and we had a grilled fish. So we just got a variety of and ample of food. So we have food in a way, like we have about 200 to 300 portions of food every Sunday. That even we have to give extra food to people to take home as well. So we take away containers so they can go home and have it for dinner. Everything is prepared freshly in the kitchen provided. So there is a fully functional commercial kitchen there. All of our volunteers, whether they are professional chefs or they hold the food handling certificate, DD's kitchen follow the COVID safe plan. We have a temperature check station there. We maintain the social distancing. So we follow all the rules, and so we make sure the people who are the community who are there, they are safe, and they enjoy. We put the music on, and we plan to have some singers who play guitars, and we already do the ceremony, the smoking ceremony. That's so divine.
So the first week we had lamb shanks and prawn soup. Just the week gone, we had lamb, Rogan Josh, and we had, I think it was a beef rendang, and a mushroom, creamy mushroom pasta with basmati rice. Yeah, so really, really delicious food, eh? So I'm sure a lot of mob would like that sort of food. So it's comfort, it's really comfort food, but also, nutritious and delicious food.
You may ask, what similarities do the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community and Indian community members have in common? Stephen Thorpe says there are a lot of similarities between the two cultures.
My great grandfather, he's Thomas Shadrach James, actually, and he was Indian. He came from, I've got heritage from India, and he came from India, and then they went to Mauritius, and then they came to Australia, but he married Ada Cooper, who was William Cooper's sister, and started up a school on Cummeragunja Mission, and educated generations of our people, and was the head teacher, pretty much like the principal there, and He was a very spiritual man as well from India. So he was a Brahmin, which are the apparently they're the really, really high in the spiritual place in India, in South India. And so I think there's a lot of similarities. I remembered those stories, and I remembered what my great-great-great-grandfather had done, and that connectivity with our mob and those mob there, Indian man who was accepted into the community and did some fantastic and amazing things in the community. And so I think there's a lot of similarity between a lot of First Nations people and people that, you know, I think Indian culture and Indian spirituality is very similar to Aboriginal spirituality, thinking about the earth, thinking about oneness. We're not separate. So we're all one. I think that's at the essence of it. So there's a deep connection there. And, you know, Damon talks about his uncles and aunties and family, very family orientated person. So I think there's a good connection. You know, his family is the family that's cooking the food out of their own home kitchen, you know, 500 meals a week for homeless and international students and for us mob too. They're just a family showing up. And I think that's how we operate too as Aboriginal people. We're very family oriented and we just do what we can as a family. And so this is from one family to another family. I think that's really rare and unique. There's a lot of similarities there. Hey.
Amazing. You talk about similarity. I can't see any difference. Let me put it in another way. Actually, the way of thinking, the mindset, the rituals, the belief in cosmos, the nature, the sun, moon, earth, trees, the connection, our connection, is the same, not even similar. I can say when I was talking to Stevie, and that was my curiosity all the time, because I want to get into this community, because I sort of feel connected in some way. And when I spoke to Stevie, we talk for hours. And Stevie said his heritage, and I said, Stevie, wow. And then he sent me the whole documentations, I think 5 days ago. And I went through, I said, wow. He was a teacher, and he does so much things. He went to Melbourne Uni to become a doctor because he couldn't continue. But even from Stevie's heritage background, I'm talking about millions of years ago, the things are very, very similar. The way they practice the life, the values, the ethics, I find it very same. And that's amazing.
Damon Srivastav wants to reach out to other community members for them to become involved in this exciting new food project. And his long-term goal is that he wishes to share his culinary skills and knowledge and pass it on to others to learn more about food and cooking.
One thing I want to make a request, or you can say it, appeal. Didi's Kitchen and Steve Thorpe, we started this mission for this Aboriginal community. So we need those organizations who are already doing a great job for the community. We want those organizations or clubs or whoever they are, whoever you are, please endorse us, please support us, please come to the joint, talk to us, be a part of it. You know, we'll be happy. We'll be continuing to do that, but we need support of the community and all the people who are helping the community, who have a trust on the community trust them. If they will come forward and help us and endorse us, that the things we are doing for grassroots level, Stevie and myself, like we are going door to door, organization to organization, requesting them, this is the work we are doing. Please join hands with us. You know, we are social people for the community. We do not have any sort of agenda or any self interest in this. We just simply wholeheartedly, without any interest, we just want to serve the community. And that's why we are on a grassroots level. We want to connect with the people. We want to bring them together through food. And because I'm an educator, I want to give them education, skills, and knowledge. So then they are self-dependent, and they do not depend on, you know, on the food. They can earn their own livelihood. You know, that's what my next level, and that's what Steve and myself want. We provide them some short courses and give them some skills, guide them the right direction after that. So we bring them together with the food, and the next layer, our long-term goal is to give them education and skills.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Damon Shrivastav and Stephen Thorpe. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.